Blog Talk Radio.
Yahweh,
and we lift you high. You alone deserve my worship. You alone deserve my praise. You alone deserve the honor. So we lift you high, Yahweh, Yahweh. We lift you high, Yahweh, Yahweh. We lift you. Deliver us.
blessed are not. You are the cloud by day, fire by night. You gave us your name to be our guide. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Hey, you're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Every time we breathe, we say your name. Every time we breathe, we mention your name. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Let everything that has breath say the name of the Lord. Let everything that breathes say the name of the Lord. Yahweh, you are.
I wanna know you more. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, we worship you, and we glorify your name, O God. Your name is worthy of praise and glory and honor. There is no one like you, Jesus. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. We bless your name. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the Rose of Sharon. You are the Lily of the Valley. You are the Bright and Morning Star. Oh, God, we bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Father God, even when we are not faithful, you are faithful, and Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness, your kindness in our lives. We bless your name. You are awesome, oh God. You are worthy, oh God. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, we come into your presence with thanksgiving to praise you, to worship you, to glorify you, to magnify your name. We reverence you, Holy Spirit. We say thank you. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence in our midst. Good morning, Spirit of the living God. We bless you, Holy Ghost. We praise you, Holy Spirit. We worship you, Spirit of the living God. And we say thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we ask you to move in our midst this morning. Holy Spirit, we ask you to take preeminence in our lives. Charge the atmosphere with presence. Refresh us in Christ Jesus. Touch every area of our lives. Perfect all that concerns us. We need you every second, every minute, every hour. We cannot make it without you, Holy Ghost. We bless your name, Spirit of the living God. And we praise you and we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. Thank you for each and every one this morning under the sound of my voice. Thank you, Lord. I ask you to touch them in each one in a special way. Father God, you know what is in need of. These are your sons and your daughters. And so, Father, I ask you, whatever they stand in need of, give them the desires of their heart. Intervene in their lives in the name of Jesus. Father, hear their prayer. Those that need healing, heal them, O God. Those that need deliverance, deliver them, O God. Those that need understanding, give them understanding. Give them revelation. Make it plain and simple, O God. Father God, refresh their minds and their souls and their bodies. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for everyone, oh God, that's here. Those that are listening down now and those that will listen later, Lord, I thank you. These are your children. And I say thank you, Lord, and I bless your name. Father God, glorify yourself in their lives. Oh, God, glorify yourself, oh, God. You said in your word, for lo, I am with you always. That each and every one under the sound of my voice always sense and feel your presence because you are right there with them, oh, God. And so, Father God, touch those that are here, touch their children. Touch the spouses, the parents, oh God, all those that are connected to them in the name of Jesus. Enlarge their territory. Let your hand of righteousness rest upon them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank for the body of Christ, oh God. We give you glory. If I had 10,000 tongues, it is not enough to say thank you. So we enter into worship to praise you, to let you know from the bottom of our hearts how we feel about you, oh God. Yeah, our worship from the bottom of our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Right after this, we come with the prayers, more prayers, and the word. Amen.
Please, everybody, stand and help me welcome Travis Green, everybody.
done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. If I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough.
Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God, upon us. Forgive us of all the things that we've done that are not pleasing to you. And of all mission and commission, O God, forgive us of even the thoughts that we have, O God, that is not of you, that does not fall into alignment with your word. Oh God, have mercy. And let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father, we cover our children with the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash away their sins of all unrighteousness. We pray for mercy for our children, mercy for our spouses, mercy, oh God, for our siblings, our nieces and nephews. Oh God, your mercy on you every morning. Have mercy upon each and every one of us. And let the blood wash us and cleanse us, the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. We soak our soul in the blood of Jesus, our minds, our intellect, our will in the blood of Jesus. We soak our body in the blood of Jesus, our spirit in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father God, the blood, we soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, our homes in the blood of Jesus. Father God, our offices, wherever we are, in the blood of Jesus, as we go back and forth to work, the transportation, our jobs, in the blood of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith. And our loins girded us too in the name of Jesus. Father, we put the armor, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith. And our loins girded us too in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Oh, Father God, we put the armor on ourselves, on our children, our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our spouses. We put the armor on our siblings, our nieces and our nephews, oh God. Armor on each and every one under the sound of my voice. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we come with the garment of praise this morning. In the name of Jesus, your robe of righteousness. Oh, Father God, your crown of glory. We are a royal diadem in the hand of the Lord. Crown of glory, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you and we bless your name. We are the radiance of your glory. We walk in your light, oh God. We are candle that cannot be hidden under the bushel. Your candle that you lit, oh God. In the name of Jesus. So we thank you for the empowerment to spread the gospel in the name of Jesus. Father God, that the gospel will be preached to every nation in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord. Your promises are yes and amen. We thank you, Lord, for providing for us according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. We thank you for turning things around in our favor, oh God. We thank you that favor is a shield according to Psalm 5, verse 12, that you shield us with favor, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless your name. We praise you, oh God. We shall know the truth, and the truth will set us free. Lord, I ask you to teach us how to love as you love us. Teach us how to forgive as you've forgiven us. Teach us how to walk in your truth, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, take away things in our lives that does not bring glory and honor to your name. Bitterness, unforgiveness, slander, lies, manipulation. Take away everything that will not bring glory and honor to your name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you. Thank you, but this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We bless your name, O God. Hallelujah, the living God. Fall fresh on us, refresh us in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, illuminate our minds, O God. Let us look into the Spirit, not by our physical, but by the Spirit of Almighty God that dwells within us. And reveal unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, that you would have us to know in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning to those of you that's just joining. I am Apostle Marco Brewer Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Luke 13, 10 to 17. Luke 13, 10 to 17. Holy Spirit, I surrender to you. As I bring your word forth, let it not be me. Let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Let your word come forth in the power and anointing of your Holy Spirit. Father God, I pray that as this word comes forth, that the word will be received, O God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that someone will be encouraged and motivated in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your word going out as a two-edged sword. We bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. On a Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues. And a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, the synagogue leader said to the people, "There are six, come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath." The Lord answered, "You hypocrite, doesn't each of you on the Sabbath untie your ox or donkey from the stall and lead it out to give it water? Then should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had kept bound for 18 years, be set free on the Sabbath day from what bound her?" When he had said this, all of his opponents were humiliated. But the people were delighted with all the wonderful things he was doing. This woman had been crippled for 18 years, bent over for 18 years. And then Jesus set her free from the spirit of infirmity. The spirit of infirmity is sickness, disease, when you said it with a spirit of infirmity. It comes from sicknesses and disease and even different illnesses. So this is what. But what I want you to take a look at, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there. So this woman, Abraham, that means when you say daughter of Abraham, she was a part from the tribe of Israel. She was a covenant daughter of Almighty God. What I want you to see, that number one, she was a covenant. She was in a covenant relationship with God. Amen. In the name of Jesus. But then she is sick. She's bent over. But where is she? She's in the synagogue. She's not outside the synagogue. So there's some healing Jesus did in, and there's a lot he did out. But this woman is there for the Sabbath day service. Over next for 18 years. 18 years, but nevertheless in church. Let's look at it the modern times in church. Every in those times is less than Saturday, but let's look at it from this time. Let's say every Sunday, this is a woman that's been to church every Sunday. She's been sick for 18 years. 18 years. Bent over for 18 years. Hallelujah. But she comes to church every Sunday, even in her bent over and fragile state. Now, when I want to take it on another level, there are many people that have been bent over, many, for so many years. Some 3, some 4, some 5, some 6, 7, 8, some more than 18 years. It might not be illness or a sickness, but it's that infirmity is holding you back from moving in that fullness that God wants you to move in, and then you're a covenant daughter, a child of Almighty God. What could it be? It could be something from your childhood. It could be a rejection that you may have faced. And you, even though you walk up, but you still bent over because you still remember the rejection that you faced, and it's like yesterday. You might be smiling, but you still remember it. And if I say it, you will be able to say it plainly. You cannot forget it. You remember it. Sometimes it might be from an abuse relationship. You still remember it. Hallelujah. It could be from bitterness and haughtiness and different things that may have happened in your life that you cannot stand tall, you bet, because it's something that you may be ashamed of, that you walk with you bent over, cannot look up. But yet in your bent over state, you steadfastly seek the face of God. You do not give up on God because you're looking for answers to what is going on in your life. And not only because of that, because you love God. And you're not going to sit home on a Sabbath day and cry in what's going on. You're going to move forward, even when you're broken, even when you're going through things, you're not going to be stagnant. You're going to continue moving in all that God has called you to be. You don't stop moving. You continue moving. You know, sometimes you got to You've got to crawl to the finish line. Sometimes you got to just push yourself. I will make it. I'll make it. I'll make it. Sometimes you got to talk to yourself. So you're but encouraging yourself. When there's no one to encourage you, you encourage yourself like David did. Speak to yourself. Encourage yourself. Don't sit in that state of depression. And don't look for others to cast blame on. Because you just putting yourself lower and lower. It's because this person did this. This person did that. You keep blaming A, B, C. No, don't do that to yourself. Don't go into that state of this I remember. No, because when you remember the past and you keep, and if the past got so much pain and so much hurt in the past, you don't need to go back there. You don't need to go back. Do you realize? Let me say this to you. Let me speak frankly. What happens when God forgives us? He remembers our sin no more. He doesn't go back when we do something and tell us, "Oh, Apostle Mark, I remember when you did this." No, he puts it. What does God forget? He forgets that. He intentionally, because he's God. He intentionally, he don't have to, but he throws our sin in a sea of forgetfulness. Why would God just come and think about all the negative things that we did when we were in the world to keep getting that means he will keep on being hurt? From the things that we did when we were in the world, that means he's going to keep on being hurt because God has feelings. So he decides, he makes it a conscious effort to throw it in the sea of forgetfulness. That's why it says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The past is gone. So you don't go backwards. You go forward. You don't remember all. I remember. You causing too much pain for yourself. You don't need to do that. If God forget those things, and we make in his image and likeness because he chooses to forget it, you forget it. He remembers our sin no more. Why? Think about it. Why God does not remember our sin? He could remember it. He's God. But he remembers our iniquities, our sins, no more. That's why he said, you're a new creature in Christ. So what am I saying to you? Don't go backwards. Don't go to things that will hurt you. Move forward. Oh, yes, this woman is, there may have been whatever sickness, whatever it is that had her bent over. She could have been abused, whatever it is, the sick, whatever. She was persistent on seeking the face of Almighty God, going to church or to the synagogue on Saturdays. Hallelujah. She could have stayed home. Hebrews 8:12, I will forget the sin because I will be merciful to the iniquities, and the sins I will remember no more. That's God. If God said, I will remember the sins no more, why you will remember everything that someone did to you, even when you were 1 year old, you can go back and remember all those things. But what are you doing? You're putting back with this Every time you remember you're carrying a burden, it's there, but you choose not to remember it. You learn from your experiences, your past experiences. You have a choice. You got to move forward. 10 years, and she kept going, and she was persistent. She was persistent on going to church, persistent. She didn't stop consistent in coming to the synagogue. You know, with my burden, with all that I've been through, I'm not going to stop. With my pain, with my hurt, with my disappointment, I'm moving. Keep pushing. That's what I'm just saying. Keep pushing. Hallelujah. The race, just keep running the race. Sometimes you might have to call, but you keep moving. You'll be stagnant. When anything that is stagnant and the water is not moving and stuff, there's a lot of gathering when it comes in. But you need to let it keep moving. You don't believe it? That's true. Then when we die, our body begins to smell, stink, because there's no life in it. There's no movement. Hallelujah. And that because she kept going, and she was persistent, who she met, Jesus. She didn't expect to meet Jesus that day. When Jesus saw her, called her forward and said to her, woman, he didn't even answer, you are set free from your infirmities. And he put his hands on her. And immediately, she straightened up and praised God. If she had stayed home, if she had kept going on this, I remember, she would have never been made whole. If she had drowned in her sorrows, if she had been mean and bitter, you have never been made whole. There, Jesus called her. And what did she do? She prayed. She straightened up and praised the Lord. Hallelujah. What am I saying? Don't let those incidents from childhood, incidents from different experiences, hold you down. Let go, God. Don't let rejection and pain and all that stuff know. If you want to receive, you got to let go. So that you can receive your not only healing, but be made whole. Amen, in the name of Jesus. I don't know who God is speaking to. Many times when God gives the word, I always look at myself. What is it that I'm holding on to? What is it that I wouldn't let go of? Holy Spirit, touch me and know my heart. Because sometimes we are our own worst enemy. And so when the Holy Spirit says, we ask God, Lord, forgive us. Have mercy on us. I didn't know I was holding myself back. I didn't know I was causing hindrances in my life from moving forward. and we ask for mercy, and we move forward. If any man be in Christ, he is, 2 Corinthians 5:17, he is what? A new creation. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. You cannot enter the new with all this old baggages. With all the old baggages. As much as I love my mom, moved from my, when we sold the house, I moved into my new apartment. I left those things because I wanted to come into the new. I wanted my new. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Not that, yes, there are beautiful times, but that era was finished. I did not bring her back. I enjoyed that time. I learned from that, but not to bring her back to this time. No. So I had to enter into the new. And yes, sometimes it's painful, but you have to. Cautiously say, I'm going to enter into it. Hallelujah. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you. Father, a couple of years ago, you started us with old wine, new wine in old wineskin. A couple of years ago, you started teaching us on this. We did conferences and different things because you started preparing us to enter into this new wine and new wineskin era. He said, behold, I will do all things new. He said, remember not the former things. Father God, sometimes you don't understand what you're doing. But Lord, we receive your word in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the new thing. This woman went in that synagogue and came out new. When we meet Jesus, hallelujah, our lives, we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. You remember our sin no more. Oh God, help us to get the revelation of the new things. You, Lord, we bless you, Lord. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Thank you.